This is Lake Effect from Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Mitch Tyke. Great to have you listening today. Milwaukee's ambition to become a global water hub took a step forward last week when the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation announced it'll pump seed money into the effort. The Water Council, the local trade association spearheading the big picture plan, will disperse $50,000 in WEDC-funded grants to six water tech startups. Although the dollar amount might seem like a drop in the innovative process bucket, the prize does come with a six-month lease at the council's water technology building due to open in July. Among the creative forces they'll encounter will be a small French company that has high hopes for its wastewater management tool. The company had already decided to open a branch in Milwaukee before this latest announcement. Its founder spent time in Milwaukee last week and met WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz in the midst of hammering and drilling in the evolving water technology space in Walker's Point.
I'm Yves Dudal. I'm the president and co-founder of Envolure, and I am setting up Envolus, and I'll be the president and secretary of Envolus Inc., incorporated here in Milwaukee. So the company, the French company, was founded in 2010, so pretty much 3 years ago to the day. It was in February 2010. And before that, I was an academic researcher in France, focusing on developing some new methods to analyze organic material, all biomass-related material, mostly considered at that time as waste, and which bit by bit revealed their resource potential. And nowadays, you'll hear more and more about processes, bioprocesses mostly, turning waste into valuable resources such as biogas, bioenergy, but you can make also bioplastics out of waste. And you can also, of course, make clean water and reusable water and so on. The challenge in front of this was to get a good understanding of this organic material, to be able to have some easy-to-use tools to actually decipher and understand what's going on with this material, monitor it. And this is what I've been developing before creating the company, a whole set of analytical tools in order for anybody who can use them to get a good understanding and prediction of what they can do with this organic material.
So can you give us an example of the tool?
Yeah, exactly. So one of our key products is a tool that can be used in a wastewater treatment plant. Every day in a wastewater treatment plant, you get inflow of waters, dirty waters, let's say, but containing a lot of organic material which is biodegradable. And the whole idea of a wastewater treatment plant is to use bacteria, bugs, to eat up this organic material, degrade it, that's why it's called biodegradable, and turn it into clean water and CO2 or whatever else, but mostly clean water. To measure how biodegradable this inflow of water is, you need to do that in a special lab. It takes 5 days, and it's called the BOD5 method. This method was actually published in 1898 by the Royal Academy for Sewage in England. It was done very smartly at that time to make sure that people releasing their wastewater in the rivers of England would not pollute the rivers by depleting the oxygen content of the water. And today, worldwide, everybody uses the BOD5 methods. We have challenged this 5 days. We have challenged the whole methodology. And we have adapted some great high-tech methodology from the biomedical field to this environmental field. At Envolure, we believe that a blood sample and a wastewater samples are identical. It's a complex aqueous matrix made of organic material, made also of bacteria, cells, whatever. And so we have used their high-tech solutions to apply them to the environmental samples, to the wastewater, for example. And we've come up with a technology that tells us the BOD5 in only 12 hours. Automatically overnight, the operator prepares the system before he leaves work, for example, at night, collects the samples, put them into what we call the microplate. It's a 96-well plate specially designed for that. and put them in the incubator. And in the morning, when he arrives, he gets the full answers on all the samples in terms of BOD5. So that's one of our lead product.
So going back to MMSD as an example, how would they at this point be monitoring those levels?
Each sample that they gather, they put it in a flask, in a big flask, and they would analyze the oxygen consumption over 5 days for each of the sample. So instead of that, what we do, we use tiny little amounts of this wastewater, and we have a fluorescent compound that goes inside the bacteria and reveals how active this bacteria is when we feed it with the organic material. And by monitoring this fluorescent signal, we can actually tell exactly how much of the material is biodegradable.
So what do you have to do to prove that you have this solution?
We had to do what we are doing. This is exactly what we are doing right now. The company was established in 2010. So, of course, we do have scientific publications to demonstrate that. But this is not enough to convince industry. The industry, they want the facts. They want the actual equivalence. They want everything to be done properly. And it totally makes sense. So the first years of the company have been dedicated at really demonstrating the equivalence, showcasing our products with people like MMSD here. This is what we will be doing with them at some point this year. But we've been doing the same in Paris, for example, with the Greater Paris Water Authorities, where we've been using our new methodologies in parallel to their standard methods and showing the equivalence bit by bit and enriching this database.
What pushed you to start your company?
It's really deeply personal. I was somehow frustrated as a researcher to end up things by only publishing. I'm able to publish, but after that, when your publication is not taken up by anybody else, or when your new methodology that you think is great, but nobody uses it after because it's only in a paper somewhere, it made me feel frustrated. And at some point, we had patented those results, and the opportunity to actually go ahead and try to diffuse these new methodologies, this new know-how in the industry, that appeared to me like a great challenge, a personal challenge, and I absolutely don't regret doing that, because it's great to see the stuff that was initially my ideas today being used in a wastewater treatment plant by an operator. It's a great satisfaction.
How did you come here to Milwaukee?
For me, the choice was quite obvious, I would say. When I visited here last October with the French Export Commission, and when I saw the momentum, the dynamic created by the Water Council, this new accelerator, that is really the solid ground for developing such a place in our business. The University of Wisconsin has a lot of programs on water and water quality and so on. And so we do have available pool of interns and then of recruits for later. Then MMSD is clearly a great actor here, and it's a big station. I mean, it's not the biggest in the States, but it's definitely a big plant, highly relevant. We visited their lab yesterday, and it's one of the best labs in the U.S. in terms of validation and accreditation. Then there is the Water Council. Veolia is around. So you have a great pattern of academic industry institutions all together to make this happen. And this is what I saw early on last October. And in my second trip now these days, I realized that even that exists, but on top of this, those people are really motivated to make it happen. And I met with Kevin Schaefer, the head of MMSD, and Sharon Mertens, who is the lab manager. And the doors are open. this is extremely satisfying for a young company, very small company like ours. The doors are open. You can, if you're willing to do something and if it makes sense, then you can do it. This is great. Our colleague that will who will stay here for a whole year will be working at MMSD. She will be hosted there. She will be hosted at the Water Council. She will have lab access and sample access through MMSD. I mean, what else do you want? This is great for us. Great for us.
So what are your goals in being here, in coming here?
Well, the goals are clearly to access the U.S. market, clearly. To benefit from this momentum, to benefit from people interested in water innovation, for sure, as this is what we bring. So we like to hear that they are interested in that. And then to access the water market. The other thing interesting with the U.S. market is that, and you may not know that, you are the biggest wastewater producer in the world. Okay, good. And when you combine this information with the fact that, so there is a lot of water to be treated, and it needs to be tested a lot because the EPA regulates that very thoroughly. So a lot of water and a lot of tests to be done on all this water. For us, it's a great unified market. So it was obvious that even at the very early stage, our company add some interest into accessing the U.S. market. And the last thing is that with Americans, there is culturally a greater sense of innovation and a greater curiosity for innovations, for new things, compared to European people. And I think this is the case. I assume this is the case. It's an assumption. But I believe new ideas like ours and new products might get a quicker access to the market than in Europe.
Yves Dudal is president and co-founder of the French company Envolure. The company's Milwaukee-based staffer is already at work here and will occupy a corner of the water technology building when its doors open next summer. A quick break now, and in just a moment, auto contributor Mark Savage takes us through his annual Zoomy Awards. This is Lake Effect from WUWM.